Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast. This is Jessica, and I have decided to change the name of my podcast. I know you've listened to the last episode, and I said I was going to keep it Learning Life, but I think what the name is now fits me a lot better. So the podcast name is now Red Hair, Fiery Heart, Passion Unlocked. So, the first part is because I have red hair. The second part is because a lot of people who know me, when we talk about certain topics, I get really fiery about them. When you first meet me, I don't seem to be that type of person because I'm in the background. I'm just watching and observing things. But when I have something to say, I really do have something to say. It's just I have to feel confident in myself to speak it out. And so, yeah. And then the Passion Unlocked is mainly me learning how to... It's me taking these steps of speaking out and knowing that my voice has value and that what I'm saying is important to someone out there or someone's out there. So it's my voice becoming unlocked and not being locked inside me anymore because, yeah. So today's topic is going to be about mama baby comprehension. And what I mean with that is that's a really broad topic. But with this, I'm talking about with a mom who has a child or a baby who might seem to be taking a little bit longer to get to certain milestones compared to other babies. And I'm one of those moms. And it's really hard when you know others are thinking that he may be slow, that he's not reaching his milestones soon enough like he should be, quote, should be. But I think each child develops at their own pace. I think a lot of them probably develop at those certain milestones, but some of them take longer. It does not mean they are slow. And what I don't particularly like is people putting that label on your child. It's like, my baby does not need that label. First of all, no, because if your pediatrician thinks something is wrong in the learning aspect of your child, they don't do those testings until they're around 2 years old. So they don't really see or have a say in that until they're 2 years old. And it just really upsets me when people say things like that when your child's just one or not even one. So, guys, just calm down. I mean, back off of these mamas who are working their little booties off and they're struggling with themselves, with their baby not reaching milestones. And don't put blame on them or their child. Just encourage them. So, for me, I'm okay for the pediatrician to talk to me, to guide me and give me advice about my baby. His name is Stellan. With Stellan taking a little longer to get to certain milestones. And to talk to me about, okay, if he doesn't reach them around this time or he doesn't make progress, then this or this or this. And for me, hearing that from a pediatrician, like my pediatrician, I'm okay with that because they know what they are talking about. And I am trusting them with my child and all of this. Other people trying to say that to me, just no. Just don't. Please don't. Even if you're the most experienced or anything, I'm not placing my child in your trust or your opinions. I'm not doing that. I'm giving that to the pediatrician, and that's the pediatrician's job for me. Like, I only want to hear that from them. And if you don't have anything good to say, just please don't say it at all to me. Don't blame me. Don't blame me for any of that, because you don't know behind the scenes what I am doing. So, yeah. I am fiery about this. I'm just going to be talking just about a few things. There's probably a lot more. And I think each mom and child relationship, it's different. So mine might be a little different from someone else's who is in this same particular spot. And so these are just my thoughts, my opinion. So just keep that in mind when you're listening. So yes, I don't need to hear these things from other people unless I ask them about it. If I ask you about it, I'm trusting you to, listen to me, or if you have advice to give it to me. Like, I'm the one who's going to be asking. And I know a lot of people out there who give advice or say these things to me. I know they have good intentions. But it leaves a bad taste in my mouth because in my mind, I hear them saying, he's slow, or you're not doing enough, or you're not a good mother because he's not reaching these milestones. So it's really hard when others may think that something is wrong with my baby or with me. Personally, that isn't true. None of it's true. He may be taking a while, but it doesn't mean something is wrong with him. Absolutely not. But if something later down in the road and he's... if that happens, I'm not going to even go down there right now. So, but first of all, my husband and I, we are working with him at his pace, at a good pace. We are learning what his pace looks like. And we work with him in the areas that he struggles with. And we help him, and we encourage him with those things, but we don't take hours working with him on that because he gets frustrated. So we just encourage him, and then when he wants to be done, we let him be done. And now he's actually showing signs of actually doing those things, and he's working on them himself. I know that when he is ready, he will do it with everything in him, all the gumption in him, he will do it with all of it. And if he's not, we can't make him get ready. We can't make him be ready. Just like any, like if someone tries to make us be ready for something, they can't do that. We have to have that motivation within ourselves to say, yes, I'm ready, I'm going to do this. Someone else can't make us do that for ourselves. So we're figuring out the best way Stellan learns, and just being patient with him and everything. And we're seeing little glimpses of these milestones coming about, and we pride ourselves in him with he's doing these things, he's doing them, and we're seeing his little accomplishments, and they are great. So, and they are amazing. They're one step at a time. It's one step at a time, guys. So, I'm going to talk about the things that he is not doing at the moment and the things that he is doing. And I'm going to be talking about these things because I'm just going to be honest and in all of this. And so, what he is not doing, he's not crawling yet. He doesn't pull himself up yet. And he doesn't like to feed himself. He doesn't like to grab food and like feed himself particularly. Sometimes he touches his food. He's getting to that point. But I think a lot of the foods that I'm giving him are different textures and he just doesn't like the feel of them. And I know that's a milestone in him feeding himself, but what we're doing right now with his feeding, it's getting there. Trust me, I know. I can see that. I can see it. So, sorry, guys. So, what he is doing, he gets in a crawling position and he shakes his booty, or he'll try to move his legs, but his arms don't know what to do yet. But he gets in a crawling position a lot. And whenever he does it, I tell him that I am so proud of him. And all he just smiles and he just smiles. So, and another thing that he's been doing a lot more, and I'm super proud of him for, is that from him getting, he's laying down and he's able to get into a sitting position. I know you may think, oh, a lot of babies already do that, but maybe they reached this milestone a long time ago. But this is his milestone right now, and it is amazing. It is beautiful. When your baby had that happen, when another mom's baby had that milestone happen for them, they were excited. And with Stellan doing this now, I'm excited. It may be a little later, but I have the right to be excited and not think, oh, he still did it late. That's not what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about he's doing it. I am so proud of him. And so, yes, he does get spoon-fed when we feed him. And we are actually, for the last 2 weeks, we've been working on getting off of baby food. He's been doing the third foods, and where they have all these chunks. So, into, as in what my stepson Logan would say, human food. I think it's funny now. So, it's cute. So, yeah, he's getting into human food. So, the first thing that he's been eating really well was bananas. Cutting them up in slices and then cutting them those slices in quarters. And he eats those really well through like by the spoon. And so it was actually really hard to find something else that he liked because he's still getting used to this. It's like we're learning this together. So he likes green beans. I have not fed him green beans by itself yet. I've been adding a little of something kind, like we had baby food. I would put most of it with green beans and a little baby food. So, and then I would give him that. And then, like, it's just having something, like a sort of like a liquid base, but like a paste with the green beans, and it helps to help him transition and like a little bit less of the paste and more of the green beans until he's just eating the green beans. So, and then today we tried this whole new thing and he really likes them. They are banana egg rolled oat pancakes. And I actually wasn't sure how he would like them or not, but he really likes them. So it is one banana smashed with one egg, and then you mix it really well, and then you put a quarter cup of rolled oats in it, and then you mix that really well. And then you fry them on, you just fry them, and then good to go. So yes, those are the things that are going well. So, I wanted to point those out so you could see that, like, the things that he's not doing kind of go into things that he is doing. Like, you can see that transition and that he is working at it and he's getting better And to me, I'm proud of him for that. So, to my next point. So, as he may be taking longer to get to certain points, to get to certain milestones, but the thing is, he will be doing all those milestones eventually. And a couple years down the road, the factor that it took him a little longer, that's not going to matter. No one's going to remember that. I mean, I'll remember that, but people are going to ask, like, when he's 5 years old, oh, how long did it take him to feed himself? How long did it take him to walk? Like, that's not going to matter. It's like, he's walking now. He's feeding himself now. That doesn't matter. It took him a little bit longer, but look, you don't see the difference. So that is something that encourages me. My friend Scarlett talked to me about this and brought this idea, that concept, like a couple years down the road. He's going to be doing these things. And you're not going to, people aren't going to see those, how long it took him to get those certain milestones because he's doing them. And that really, really helped me at a time when I was really struggling. So, and like I already kind of talked about, as he may be taking longer, but he's making these little milestones, and he's doing it, they're milestones in our eyes. Like, he's not crawling yet, but he's in that crawling position, and he's trying to figure it out, and he is starting to move forward rather than scooting back when he's trying to move. And we're so proud of him for doing those things. And with the spoon feeding, like, he's eating new foods, and we're so proud of him for that. And we're figuring out things that he likes right now. And I've also tried, because since he's not eating with his hands yet, sometimes, like, he likes to hold the spoon. So I hold the spoon with him, and I help him get some food, and then he'll bring it to his mouth. So that's an amazing thing. He's not holding the spoon by himself, but he knows where it's supposed to go. So yeah, and we tell him, good job. We say, yay. We clap almost every time he does something new. And we clap when he keeps doing it. And he gets so happy when he sees us doing that. And it keeps him encouraged to keep doing those things. So in the long run, Stellan, he needs our approval. Not anybody else's. He needs our approval. He needs to know that we are proud of him and his accomplishments, whether they are great or small. He needs our validation. Not anybody else's. He needs our validation. And one thing that I keep hearing or getting impressed with by the Holy Spirit, sorry, I keep hearing this, like, when this quote, like, when others think your son may be slow, I want you to treat him, to love him as if he weren't. So with that, with what it means to me, is to treat him like if others would treat him as if he were slow. God doesn't want us to treat him like that. He wants to treat him like he's our son. So with that, it's like to not label him, to not put a label on our son, because if we were to put a label on him, we would treat him under that label, because in our forefront minds, that label would be, like, on our forefront minds. Sorry again. And if we are treating him under that label, Stellan is going to grow up to live under that label too. And I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. And, I mean, why do that? When he is going to be capable of so much more. Yeah, he's just a baby right now. But we're seeing beyond. He's going to be doing great things. Great things that are in his mind. Things that he thinks are great and he's doing. Not things that we think are great. Things that he thinks are great. And he's capable of so much more. And we don't want to label him. We don't want, because we don't want to treat him like that. We don't want him to live under that. We want him to see that he is able to do more than what other people may think he can or cannot do. And whether another person sees that he is capable of more, it doesn't matter. I mean, it might matter to him later down the road, but right now, what matters is that what we see, because he's seeking validation and approval from us, and he needs to see that we believe in him, in his dreams, in his, just in him. So, it may be a lot to say about a baby, but we're not just seeing a baby. This is our son. He's going to grow up. He's going to be 2 in a year. And just, I feel like we need to start with that now, rather than like when he's like 5 or 10. Because the way he's going to act and be is how we see him. And I just think, I'm not going to accept any labels, because I don't want him to live under a label, and he doesn't deserve to live under a label because he's more than that. And I've lived under a label my whole life with the way I grew up. And now, just now, 27 years later, I'm starting to shed that label off of me. I don't want my son to have to go through that or for it to take him that long. So, that is my tidbit with mommy baby comprehension and just learning that some moms have it's hard for them, and if their babies are taking a little longer, but in the end, like, be happy when your child is doing something new and reaching a new milestone, and keep encourage them. And see them through the love in your heart rather than their opinions or thoughts of other people. Because they need your love. They need your validation. They need your approval. They need to see your praise. They need to see that. And it encourages them. It lifts them up. It keeps them going. So whether your child is taking longer or not, just love on your child. Validate them. Tell them what they are doing is awesome. And you will start to see them blossom. They will blossom when you give them words of life. So be that canister of water that is speaking life to them. So, alright guys, so that is the end of this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you have any comments about it, let me know. I guess criticism is welcome, but it doesn't mean it's going to that's my opinion. These are my opinions and these are my thoughts, and so just take it with a grain of salt, people. And I'm just going to leave it there, guys. I will see you guys next time. Okay, bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.